This is Kinch Rendell with Your Freedom Podcast. Today's episode is all about ideas. As James Altucher would say, become an idea machine. Actually, his wife also, Claudia, would say the same. I'm actually headed back from an auction, picked up some things I bought. The auction got the best of me this week, and I started bidding and figured I should use some things, could need some things. All began with a tractor that I did not buy. It was not a good deal whatsoever. If you have a farm, which I have Regen Farms as regenerative, you're thinking, man, I need a tractor. I could till up some soil and plant some different things and knock down some weeds. So I'm headed home in quite a bit of traffic because it's like 5:30. I'm north of Denver, headed south of Denver. So I got time to talk. Podcasting in cars. Podcasters in cars. Or in this case, an F-250 turbo diesel loud truck. So ideas, ideas, ideas. I just read most of Claudia's book, Become an Idea Machine, and I've been listening to both James and Claudia, Altucher, that's A-L-T-U-C-H-E-R. They have a podcast together. They have several podcasts, actually, overall, I bet three or four at this point. But they have a little bit shorter one called Ask Altucher. And literally, it's anywhere from 10 minutes to 15 minutes pretty much every single day. And those two make a good duo. And they're always talking about, hey, you should make your life better. It's part of James's book. His theme is to make your spiritual, financial, physical life better every day, just a little bit. Be working toward that. And also, come up with 10 ideas a day. Write them down. And I kind of consider myself an idea machine, but not in the way that he asks you to practice. I think it's great, as in I'm trying to challenge myself to do this every day. I've not done it every single day in a row, but literally, his whole point is to have themes. So today I'm going to write down 10 ideas of people I would love to have lunch with, or 10 people that inspire me, or 10 ways to make money selling toilets. I think he said was one of the ones. Like, what all can you do to customize a toilet or change it? And he also covers something that I realize I've done, which is what he said really pays off. It's called idea sex. Idea sex. And this is basically combining ideas. So I have an idea from day one, and I see something else, or I have an idea on this other day, and I combine those two to come up with some new idea. And that's exactly what I did for my golf patent. I literally took the two different worlds I knew of, meaning golf, because I picked up range balls, and then racing. They made some equipment that would literally track where your race car goes, and you could see how fast you're going, exactly where you're at, using GPS, and I combined those and got a patent that I hopefully will produce the product and get it licensed and or just produce it myself. And what I realized, the differences in theming, let's say you want 10 or 15 or 20 ideas a day theme-wise, and what I do, how I've kind of programmed my brain is, anything I see that I don't like or anything I see that could be improved or that bothers me or isn't the best it could be, I guess, I think, how would I fix that? So I asked the question, how would I change that? What could make this better? A simple example would be, I've had bees for the last two years, and bees, if you give them a cup of water outside, let's say you have a cup underneath the stand of their beehive, all 4 feet, because you don't want ants to climb up there, if you put water in there, the bees will fly in there and drown. So a year later, or probably 2 years later, I decide, hey, I got these chicken waters because I give chickens water. I'm like, oh, think if that was shallow enough, or what could I do that I could use a chicken water with a gallon or 5 gallons of water to let the bees have water? And it hit me. If I had maybe a round sponge that fit in the section where the water's at, it could never get too deep. Because I've also seen bees out on little moss piles on the pond. So what does this mean for other people? When I think about that, it means, can you think about things like that and go, oh, I don't like the way this door shuts, how can I make that better? Or anything you do that kind of bugs you, or you think, I wish this was easier, better, different, could you change it? Could you say, ask yourself, how could I make this different? And that's how I look at everything. And then I realize the more things I see and the more things I'm exposed to, the more ideas I have that then I can have idea sex with. So literally, I would say, seeing a chicken water and saying, water, good. Maybe the bees could use that. I could give them water. Okay. They drowned in deep water, and this is like an inch deep. They probably drowned. So literally, I thought I could put sticks in it. So I did that. I put some sticks in it so they could climb out if they fell in. And then I see them on the moss. And I go, oh, if I put a sponge in there, that could act like moss. I also get all these ideas, I guess, from experiences, whether it's I'm doing them or reading books. And right now I'm on a kick that I'm trying to make a permanent habit, because in 2016, I want to be reading a book a week. Probably be a lot of downloaded books on the Kindle and such, but literally a book a week. Get new ideas. Hopefully some fiction. I usually read nonfiction. And what ideas can I combine? On my little Instagram channel, site, whatever, page, for yourbusinesspodcast.com, I realize as I'm reading all these books, I can come up with sayings. I can either quote James or something I read from somebody. I can come up with some little positive saying that I will put out there, either with a picture or just on a blank background, as a positive saying. At some point here, I actually think I'm going to record a lot of podcasts just reviewing each saying. So it might be a minute or two or 3 minutes long. I didn't create that idea myself. It's hearing that other people do that. I don't know if it's Chris. No, it wasn't Chris Ducker. There was some other podcaster, literally, he said, hey, I should record all these short podcasts of quotes of the day. I run them all together. I have my outsourcing person, company, people, split them all up, and I have a podcast. A little bitty short thought of the day, a little theme of the day that can go out every single day for that consistency. Plus, another thing, you don't have to necessarily have all these ideas yourself. I think you could be very successful and happy just seeing what somebody else is doing and copying them. Now, hopefully you bring your own flavor to it, your own personality, if it's a podcast, anything. So you can even have ideas where you're just taking other ideas that you see. For me to learn about businesses and such, I'm always asking people, how does this work? How does your business work? How does it function? I may not talk numbers about how much money you make, but I love hearing about each and every little business. How does that work? What can I relate that business to? When it comes to the web hosting company we've been running for, I guess, 13, almost 14 years now, literally that model already existed, web hosting. But I quickly learned that really it's kind of like leasing and subleasing. If I buy whatever it is I buy, let's say in this case we're buying servers, and I lease them out to you with some services on top of them, as in they've powered up, they have great internet connections, etc., that could be considered the same thing as renting out anything else where you buy it and lease it out. So it's a leasing company of sorts. I also tell people, since we rent space inside multi-million dollar facilities, that literally you could also say we're simply taking something like, let's say you're going to rent storage spaces and subdividing it. Or you rent several things and you rent some of that out to other people. It could be storage. Could be housing. You could rent a place and then get a roommate. So I love realizing there's probably not that many different kinds of business forms. It's just a whole bunch of different flavors. And in the case of computers and web hosting, it happened to be something I understood at a decent level to begin with, and my partners really understood it. But meshing together, it's something that fit. So there might be some kind of leasing model that you could do that with, that would tie into something you might like to do and already know, or at least have a feel for it. So just think about that. Talk to as many people as you can, hopefully a lot of small businesses, and find out how they really work and what else you could relate that to. You might be able to take that same form of business, how it operates, and change it to something you like selling pies, making and selling, let's say, nutritious bars. Let's say co-oping, where literally you're going to help bring a bunch of different small businesses together and sell their product for them, or buy product and disperse it to them as a co-op. I bring up co-ops because one of the fathers I met from my kid's school, he helps run a huge co-op for the different vending machines that sell candies and such. I'm like, oh, that's neat. Yeah, I guess anybody could co-op for any type of small business. Let's say gas stations, they need candy. Do they tie into the same network to get their candy? I don't know. That might be a great way, or maybe they have another co-op just for gas stations and convenience stores to get their product. And with the co-op, I'm reminded that literally all these small guys go through a co-op that they form because they get a better deal. They basically go and negotiate as, we buy this much, we buy millions of dollars from you a year, not $100,000 or $20,000 or $5,000. I literally talked to Brian, the father that works for and or runs the co-op. I was like, hey, I like to give ideas away. We'll get to that. I was like, hey, have you thought about buying like nutritious protein powder or workout material type stuff that people that work out take? And he's like, oh yeah, we got a subset that does that. I was like, oh, I was happy I came up with an idea I could give him. But I was thinking, man, you can just expand. Candy isn't something I would really want to be co-oping. Obviously, you need to do that for people. But what else can you plug into something else that's already working? And or could you copy once again? James has said this, and I'm going to try to make this a much bigger part of my idea machine, of what I do, of what I'm thinking about. And it is literally come up with good ideas for other people and other businesses. And I thought, oh, I did that once at least, where I literally realized Nokia, back when cell phones were small, and Nokia still made most of them, it seemed like, or at least a lot of them, they had an issue where my screen would black out or stop working, basically. So I'd send the phone in without the faceplate on it, as instructed. They'd send me another phone. 5 or 6 phones later, I realized once you took the faceplate off, the screen always worked. And I looked at the other model that wasn't for, let's see, it was T-Mobile or whoever, AT&T had a thicker one. Slightly thicker. Well, what I realized was the faceplate was just a little bit too thin. So something that cost 5 or 25 cents to make was too thin. I literally found an email address for somebody at Nokia and I emailed them. They said, how did you get my email? I said, I figured out it was first initial last name at Nokia.com. Well, he put me in touch with a guy who said, oh, we already redesigned it, we moved on or something, basically. But I actually tried to share something that'd be helpful. And James literally says, come up with ideas and send them to companies. He said this has done more for him than most anything else he's ever done. And the examples he gives is he's been flown out to companies like Amazon and Google because he sent them ideas and they're like, oh, those are pretty good ideas. Let me show you what we're working on. Probably because they realize, hey, he had some good ideas. Let's really show him what we're doing, some of those, maybe not all those, and maybe hook up with more ideas. He also said, as you give ideas to people and don't expect to have them pay you, which is, oh, believe me, I understand it's challenging. I have ideas for patents, I thought, or licensing things. And at times I thought, I may just give these away to see if somebody else will produce this. If you give them out there, he said he's been offered positions on boards of public companies. So can you help people, literally with their website, with anything else, especially realize if you come with a list of 5 or 10 good ideas, the people will be like, oh, yeah, thank you much for that. And if you keep doing that, they might realize, I need this guy involved or this gal involved in my business. Whenever I gave a lady at Toastmasters some ideas for Instagram, how to get more followers, she's like, can I pay you to do it? I was like, no. What I realized is if I had a virtual assistant that did that kind of stuff, I could then say, oh yeah, I can offer to do that for you. So literally there's so many ways in this, let's say, new economy. James Altucher would say it's the idea economy. Come up with ideas. That's one of his big things, is just come up with ideas. He said when he does that, his life's great. He gets successful in the past. He quit doing it, it'd fall apart. So literally, buy his book. It's like 99 cents on the Kindle app. So an app can be loaded on anything, iPhone to whatever else. You don't have to actually have a Kindle. Look up James Altucher, Altucher. And maybe pick up that and Claudia's book. Become an idea machine. And challenge yourself. Can you come up with ideas? And I really think the next step is, with most everything, you have to take action. Oh, and I forgot to say this to begin with. Your ideas. Be okay with giving bad ideas. I'm so glad James mentions that over and over again. I think at times I have all these good ideas. Well, James says he writes all these ideas down and usually never thinks about them again. And what happens, I think, is we have all these ideas, especially if you start doing this and having more and more ideas, some of them are going to stick with you. And they're going to come back and be like, oh, man, that seems like a good idea. And then the next step he recommends is, can you write down the next step? The example he gives is if you're Mr. Virgin, was it Virgin Records back in the day? And you're thinking, man, I don't like flying across the pond to America. What would it take to have a better airline? He literally, the next step, call up Boeing and say, what's it cost to lease a plane? Just come up with the next action step. And what I love also is thinking is execution on these ideas is just a bunch more ideas. And that's where coming back to reading books and knowing more stuff about business, knowing how the people outsource things with Fiverr and Freelancer.com. Oh, Fiverr is F-I-V-E-R-R.com. There are people all across the world with expertise in all kinds of things that will do things for you for less than you realize. I am mighty sure I'm going to get a virtual assistant to help me overcome this superhero mentality I have, thinking I can do everything. I can do it all. I can have all these ideas and start all these businesses. And then it kind of slows down and some things don't quite finish happening. So literally, you can outsource the things you don't like doing for a lot less than I think you might realize. And that's what it's another idea. It's an idea you borrow from learning from other people. There are so many podcasts that will tell you how to hire a virtual assistant. There are companies, I believe Chris Ducker, D-U-C-K-E-R, I think his company charges $395 or $495. You fill out a big list of what you're looking for, and they're going to go and interview people and give you a list of people that you can then interview, that you can hire as a virtual assistant to help you do all kinds of things. They may even help you schedule other people on Fiverr and Freelancer to get projects done. For me, I'm hoping they'll do things like take my podcasts and actually get them in the final form to go out, which isn't a ton of work because I don't have any intro or exit. It's just a matter for me. I'm much better at creating content and starting things than it is finishing them. You may find that for yourself. You may find out that you're good at doing work, but when it comes time to actually taking the hour to bill the customers, you don't want to do that. Yes, I can admit that I have not billed my own company for quite a while. Because it's not fun. It's not something I even enjoy doing. I remember I created a whole website just to put my hours into, and I had my wife do it for a little while, and I had other people do it. If I had a virtual assistant, I could send her the emails with my hours and say, please put it all in there, and press the button, and spit out all my hours. And since I could actually also hire a freelance coder, I could have them tweak the website to make it even better, so it takes less time. It's just sharing ideas, getting ideas from other people of how can you do what you want to do more? How can I actually help more people? Well, if I spend less time doing all these little tasks I don't want to do, or less time even pushing them away, which becomes a bigger and bigger task, I can do more of this. I can interview more people. I can read more books about people, so then I can interview them better. So think, idea machine. I love James's thought. He says, or what he says happens for him and lots of other people. When he writes down 10 ideas a day, every 6 months, his life is totally different or has taken some turns and twists for the better that he couldn't have even imagined. I'm not sure if that's just motivation for me, but literally that makes me want to make the 10 ideas a day a habit. And it might be as simple for me at times doing exactly what he does, pick a theme, and realize after I come up with the quick 5 ideas, then my little brain muscle starts to sweat and go, oh man, how do I have 5 more ideas for customizing a toilet? Okay, that may suck, but I got to come up with them. Anything, just make yourself work at it. And maybe for you at first, it's 1 or 2 or 3 ideas a day. I met a guy that literally said, I'm not like that. My wife is like you, but I just don't have any ideas. And I don't know how to challenge people like that. But there's got to be a way to get your brain thinking. And I would say as much as anything, I really think it is allowing yourself to have bad ideas. So when you write these things down, no one ever has to see them. Maybe it's that. You just have to be okay with having bad ideas. The example he had was, oh yeah, one time my dad or grandpa asked us, hey, what would you do with that empty building to make $1 million? He's like, oh, I don't know. I would think any of us could say, okay, it doesn't have to be an original idea. I could just have to say, hey, I could put a McDonald's there. a KFC. I could do a bicycle store. Literally, I think it's just the effort and the time to sit there and say, I'm going to do this. I'm committing to writing down some ideas, coming up with some ideas and writing them down. Just to form that habit. When I did a Toastmasters talk about this, I forgot to mention, probably A-OK, because it was so limited to 5 to 7 minutes. Back in the probably 80s, it was the TV show MacGyver. I kind of feel like maybe that was my entry into ideas, as well as a dad and stepdad who probably had lots of ideas, was literally, he could always get out of any situation coming up with some clever thing to do to escape or to fix something. And that's what I think happens. As you literally come up with more and more ideas all the time, you will have ideas for everything. Now, let me tell you, if you have a wife, girlfriend, maybe just a partner that's kind of like a wife or girlfriend, maybe it is a guy, they don't really want you to try to fix everything with ideas. And that is so hard. If anybody complains about anything, if I read a story about something bad happened because of some product, I literally start thinking of how I would fix that. And I've got an idea, I really want a license for that. I mean, that's the other thing. You can just go look in a store and say, oh, that's neat. How could I change that to make it better for me? And you, guess what? There's lots of other people probably just like you. I joined a year-long learning and mentoring licensing class. Hopefully I will remember the name of it here in a second. I've not called into my coach in a couple of weeks. Been kind of crazy busy. And literally, he said, you go to stores and you look at stuff. Well, at this auction, literally I'm walking around looking at all this different stuff. A lot of it, I don't know what it is. It's all this big machinery and equipment. And I'm thinking like, oh, the more I understand about all this stuff, the more ideas I can have for products and different things, just because I can combine them. I can literally have idea sex with, oh, if that works for that, could I also make it work for this? And maybe there are some people that don't want to have this addiction, this habit, this brain that's always doing that. But I love it. I learned about permaculture, which is permanent agriculture. So plant things that literally live and produce for you year after year after year, instead of corn that you plant every single year, and you're plowing the field, and you're spraying it, and you have to plant it again and dig it all up. And because of that, I learned all kinds of things that I didn't know about. I mean, everything from water flowing, how you slow it down, how much water is in the earth that's not salt water, that's fresh water. Just all kinds of things I can try to apply to other things. Now, that won't happen very often, but literally, just knowing some of these things, I can then combine that idea sex that with so many other things. I now drive around, I look at a hill, and I go, oh, yeah, if you put a ditch across it like that, the water would stop flowing straight down there, and you could spread the water out. So I really feel like the more things you can do that bring in more and more knowledge, the more ideas you can have. You can also call it cross-pollinating. You're going to take something from this discipline and combine it with that, from this hobby and combine it with that hobby, and come up with something. Do you license it out? Do you come up with improvements for somebody and give them away? It's endless. I say do it all. Try all the different things. You may want to patent something. Now that I've patented a few things, I'm not so sure patents at first are the way to go. I like the idea of a licensing model and maybe the cheap provisional patent to see if it's a good idea before you spend thousands of dollars. Yes, you can quickly spend thousands of dollars. But if you just do the provisional, it's about $135, I believe, for a year. And then you can finalize it later. That's the way I'd go. So once again, just to recap, challenge yourself. Start having ideas. See if you can write them down. If you're like me, you may come up with ideas all day with no telling what you're doing, but like, how could I fix that? How could I make that cart better? That doesn't work very well. Ask yourself, how would I change that? What would make this better? And then, if nothing else, or in addition to that, like I'm going to do, get a theme. You can buy Claudia Altucher's Become an Idea Machine book. Once again, 99 cents if you go with the electronic version. And she lists, I don't know, 300 different themes of questions. Literally, who do we want to have dinner with? What are 10 topics that you would like to write about that you could write blog posts about? I came up with something the other day. I was like, oh, desire. Can I come up with a 10 little sayings with the word desire in them for my Instagram. I did that a couple different times. Discipline, I think, was one. Maybe not quite the word I wanted to use there, but literally, I need to be more disciplined because of this, or discipline will lead you to that, or all the great people that you think of as you look up to them for accomplishing things, they were disciplined. I thought even for Instagram, okay, I could have a theme. I could literally put out 5 to 10 little sayings, good and bad, as in bad as in not the best in the world, but who knows which ones will take off and be viral or not, a day. So that consistency of, will you have ideas every day, and then will you share them? This leads me to something else I realized. I literally thought years ago, oh, I want to get theideaguy.com or something, because I think I saw the website, and anideaaday.com. I should see if that's still taken. I started thinking, I'll write down all these ideas. 6 months from now, once I have a whole bunch of them written down, I could start sharing those out every day as a blog post and or something I could talk about on a podcast. And if I ever want to monetize something sometime, I could say, hey, if you like some of these ideas and think you're going to use them, sign up for my newsletter or what have you that literally gets you the ideas sooner. If you really think that grabbing these ideas quickly is going to pay off better. But literally, once again, there's all these ideas around ideas. How to share them, who to give them to. If you come up with ideas for Amazon, you can share those with Google and all these other companies. That can lead to job offers. If you're looking for a job, I loved hearing one of the podcasts recently where this girl wanted to work for Airbnb. Well, she came with all these ideas to how to improve Airbnb, different areas of the world to go into, and okay, you would usually say, the problem is this, we can't go there because of this reason. She came up, researched, she came up with the reason why they could do it or how they would do it. So an idea and an action step. So if you want a job somewhere, create all these ideas and action steps for them. And let them know that, hey, I'm doing research for you. I am different than all these other people. I'm going to help you make money with all these ideas. I'm going to help you be better at what you do. Everybody will love that. I think this also leads into networking. The more I can do that for people, the more they're going to think of me as, oh, maybe we should ask Kinch about what he thinks about that or this. I went to a Choose Yourself meetup group last week, and actually, shoot, my two calls start here for me to listen to different groups I'm in, Mastermind and the licensing group here in a few minutes. At the Choose Yourself meetup group, they said two guys that have been working with James Altucher were supposed to come, but they had just released a product and couldn't make it. But they said literally he, James Altucher, will show up and he'll ask him a question and he'll start spewing ideas. They said, you just sit down and write them down because he's going to start coming with all these ideas to give you. And realize, once again, reading books and listening to podcasts of other people that tell you what they do will help you have more and more ideas. Michael O'Neill has the solohour.com. He interviews all kinds of people in this space as well that literally are doing lots of online businesses, online marketing, all kinds of things. Things like that just feed my brain of, oh, yeah, that's neat. That's pretty cool. What would I do that I would enjoy that'd be like that? So I like to give out information hoping it helps somebody. That's the whole goal. Well, I realize, oh, I do these videos for racing. I should start podcasting and calling other autocross racers. So that keeps coming to my mind as something I'm going to do. I've already emailed one person asking if I could interview them. Just interviewing people for this podcast, I've realized through Toastmasters, more and more people are like, oh, that's cool. I want to do it. So literally, I just hope to come up with a resource of helping people share their information, giving them ideas. At the very least, it's networking. You may never monetize it, but what it can lead to will still probably be money or happiness or new friends and no telling how many other opportunities. So hopefully this gives you some ideas to go out there and write down ideas, think of ideas, challenge yourself. How would you make it better? What would you change about that product, that action, the way a company interfaces with you, all of that? And share them. Take action. Write down an action step. Share them with other people, other companies. Try to help them. You can also say just give value. People love it when they give value. If you find a way to do enough of this, let's say it's a blog online, and you have an affiliate link or something else, you may start making money. I'll close with this example I just heard on one of James's older podcasts on Ask Altucher. So there's two different companies, Lyft and what's the other one? For driving cars, you can basically, you have a car and you want to be a taxi service, you can sign up and start driving around and picking people up as if you were a taxi. And this guy was doing Lyft and making some extra money, and then he had a blog post comparing Lyft, and I cannot believe, I didn't even know about Lyft, and now Lyft has replaced the name of the other guy. The other, which one was more popular in my mind? Literally, he wrote a blog post comparing the two companies, and he was making, or he made, ended up making like $20,000 off of like a 90-minute blog post, because he put links to, oh, here's where you sign up, and here's where you sign up for the two companies. And they started sending him money every time somebody would click that link. He simply wrote a blog post on his blog. It showed up really high in Google. It was new and fresh, and he gets paid for it. So once again, giving value. You don't know where it'll lead to. But if you have the opportunity to make money with affiliate links or something else, it may very well lead to some money. So go out there, get some ideas. What could you do? What blogs could you start? How could you help other companies? How could you help them improve anything? From their website, to their accounting, to anything you know, or anything you care about that you want to know about. Hope you enjoy it. Let me know what ideas you come up with, and share those ideas, take that action, write down that next step, and see which ones you end up wanting to work on yourself. This is Kinch with Your Freedom Podcast.